I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I know that I sure am, because we made it all the way to Friday, baby.
Friday, Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend, weekend.
It's Friday, Friday, getting it down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
You know it. Blue Friday. Ah, happy weekend, everyone. Let's get to our contestant. We have Dylan from Seattle. Dylan, are you there?
I am here.
Happy Friday, Dylan. Steve, get out.
Goodbye.
If you're playing along at home, Dylan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Which video game was originally called Puckman?
Puckman?
Puckman.
NHL?
No.
Hockey?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
What sport did the famous Thrilla in Manila involve?
Thrilla in Manila? Basketball?
No.
Baseball?
No.
Football?
No. In the South, ground hominy is better known as what side dish?
Oh, my God. Repeat that.
In the South, ground hominy is better known as what side dish?
I don't know. Pass.
The largest outdoor rodeo in the U.S. takes place in what Mountain West state?
Montana.
No.
Colorado.
No.
Utah.
No. What body part did Vincent Van Gogh cut off?
His hand.
No.
His ear.
Yes. Which planet is seventh from the sun?
Uranus.
It is. Which island is Canada's smallest province?
Victoria.
No. We got you down for 2 this morning, Dylan. One for me and one for you.
That's horrible.
It's all right.
Wow.
Steve's smiling.
Feeling good.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Well, oh, wow.
I dropped my headphones.
Headphones on the ground. This is a mess.
Yeah.
Are you ready, sir?
Showtime.
Which video game was originally called Puckman?
Okay. Pac-Man?
Yes. What sport did the famous Thrilla in Manila involve?
Boxing.
Yes. In the South, ground hominy is better known as what side dish?
Grits?
Yes. The largest outdoor rodeo in the U.S. takes place in what Mountain West state?
Colorado.
No.
Denver.
No.
I don't know. Washington?
No. What body part did Vincent Van Gogh cut off?
The ear.
Yes. Which planet is seventh from the sun?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
It would be. Nice. Which island is Canada's smallest province?
Vancouver.
No.
Chilliwack.
No.
I don't know. Halibut.
No. What decade were Mr. Yuck stickers introduced?
What decade? 80s.
No.
70s.
Yes. I see dead people is a famous line from
Sixth
what movie?
Sense.
Yes. Coca-Cola originally contained small quantities of what drug?
Cocaine.
Yes. And with time on the clock, Steve Miggs, you pulled off a score of 8, and that is a victory. 8
Let's
to
go.
2.
Eight
Sorry,
to two.
Dylan.
That's all right. I tried. Happy Friday.
You
Happy
too, my
Friday.
Man.
Happy
Friday.
And another one gone, and another one gone, another one buys the dust. Hey, hey, the island that is Canada's smallest province is Prince Edward Island.
Prince Edward.
And neither of you got that the largest outdoor rodeo in the U.S. takes place in Wyoming.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you a rodeo guy, Steve?
Yes.
Really?
I love me a good rodeo.
You put on a belt buckle and some cowboy boots?
No, but I haven't watched. Back in my stoner days, I used to love watching the rodeo on like ESPN and different things, like the PBR championships and things along those lines, because it was just epic.
Of all the things that a stoner could be interested in watching, that one shocks me.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay, deal.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a pretty fantastic feature through the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And Steve Miggs, they do get a little strange from time to time,
they,
wouldn't you say?
They absolutely do. Some people have some good questions. Somebody wants, we have a Rams fan that wants to leave a message
oh,
for
Lord.
Us.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters. You can power slide right into our voice messages anytime you want through the Odyssey app. There's a very handy little microphone icon, and that's where you take care of the business. Steve, what's going on in there?
Let's check out our first voice message.
You guys really don't think the Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Have you not been listening to us?
Everybody does.
Super Bowl or bust.
After the Rams win this first round, they're going to beat you in the next round. Stafford is God.
I mean, he is playing very well for a 37-year-old, but...
Yeah, he is a three-letter word, and that's old, O-L-D.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
You're not worried about the Rams?
I've got the utmost confidence in our team.
I'm massively worried about the Rams. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I hope that the age catches up on Stafford and, like, maybe, like, you know... He gets the game tomorrow. I mean, they're playing a team that beat them this season. Granted,
yep.
There's a lot of things that went right for the Carolina Panthers to beat them during the regular season. I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen in the playoffs. Wouldn't it be great if it did?
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, so I'm going to be watching that game for sure.
Keep that confidence up, Steve.
Okay.
This is our year.
I know. I honestly would like to just see the Rams at the next round, get that one out of the way.
Yes.
Hopefully win it, and then have massive amounts of optimism going into the next game.
I'm with you. That'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's going to be, that feels like that might be the Super Bowl.
Let's manifest that.
Okay.
Good morning, Daily Mix Show. I just wanted to say what's up, and I wanted to give a shout out to my daughter, Kira, because her birthday is today, the 9th. I just want you guys to play a song or give a shout-out and say happy birthday to her. She's 11. She loves you guys. We love you guys. Thanks, man. Shout her out. And, Taryn, Cougs still suck.
Oh,
peace.
Oh. Do not wish that child a happy birthday.
I wasn't gonna until he said that.
It's your birthday today.
Kira! Happy birthday, Kira.
It's your birthday today.
Kira!
Yeah! Oh, let's celebrate.
Celebrate.
You lose control and you cut the cake.
Cut the cake.
It's your destiny.
Away
with me. So share toast with your closest mates. It's your birthday today.
Kira!
11th birthday.
11th birthday, big day.
That's a milestone.
Your dad clearly loves you because he hates the Cougs. Should we do another one?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Hi, so when's the next emo night? I kind of want to go. Tell Danny to give me a call and let me know when it is. 425-3. Bye.
So, will you please call him?
425-3.
Yeah. I'm calling you right now. It's next Friday. Yeah, so I hope
Numos?
Uh-huh. Numos. Numos. Hope you're listening, because I don't have your number, so.
I love that, though. I get that all the time from my friends. They'll be like, when you're wrestling, you got to let me know when you're wrestling. I'm like, I post it on my Instagram all the time, and you're messaging me on Instagram about it. Like, well, let me know next time. I'm like, I'm not going to remember to just, like, you know, selectively invite you. Just keep tabs on my damn page.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a fun one, Danny V.
Danny, please call that guy.
I'm going to call him right now.
I am cracking up listening to you guys talk about these googly eyes at the strip club. If Tyron actually does this, I mean, there's no way. No. No. You guys are idiots, and I love it.
So, yesterday, during Checking with the Rockaholics, around 9:30, Joe Dredd called in, and he was talking about how the Acropolis is closing, and I shared a story about the time I was at the Acropolis many, many, many years ago, and one of the dancers surprised me by, well, just lowering a certain piece of clothing from the waist down, and she had googly eyes strategically placed in a certain body part, and it was the funniest thing ever, and it was worth, like, she's like $20 or $5, whatever it was, and I'll show you something hilarious. And I was like, yep, you nailed it. And you said you were going to do it for Brad.
I did it yesterday for Brad.
And so you got audio.
I did. Not like during.
And we'll hear it, because we said we're going to do it at 9:30 today if you did do it. So this morning at around 9:30 during Check-In with the Rockaholics, we'll hear how Brad responded to you putting googly eyes on your googly parts.
Surprise!
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear this.
The Daily Mix Show.
A woman from Auburn has been going viral these past few days because of a YouTube documentary that's all about the cover artwork of the Deftones album from 1997, Around the Fur. Her name is Lisa Hughes, and Lisa's going to join us at 7:20.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There is a woman from Auburn who has been going viral these past couple of days because there's a YouTube documentary that is kind of detailing the cover artwork of this Deftones classic 1997 album, Around the Fur.
I saw it showing up on the internet, and I'm like, I need to see this. Like, this is one of my all-time favorite records, and the album cover is just an iconic album cover. And I was like, yeah, you know me with YouTube documentaries. It's like 10 minutes. It's worth the watch. It's awesome.
Well, her name is Lisa Hughes, and she joins us now. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us. And I, Lisa, I mean, this week, it seems like just out of nowhere, this documentary showed up. And now everywhere you go on all these different like music websites and music social media pages, your face is right there. The album cover is right there. Has this just been a bonkers week for you?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of messages and requests. Yes, it's been a little different.
Well, Lisa, just from what we have seen of you, you just seem like such a fun person, and you seem so bubbly, and going to the bar and drinking, what was the drink called? The silk panties?
Silk panties.
I just have to say, that might be on my bucket list now, is to drink a silk panty with you at some point.
I think we should do that. Yes. I hadn't had one in like 20 some odd years, so I thought it sounded gross, but we went and had one when we did that documentary, and I was like, oh, this is actually good. There's a reason why I was
just like
it.
You remember.
That was my favorite part. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, okay, I get why young Lisa liked the silk panties, because this is delicious.
That's right. It's not too bad.
And so if anyone isn't super familiar with the album cover, it's kind of a shot of you looking from basically your forehead down your body. There's the silk panty in the glass on the side. And this was just a very candid shot that was taken that ended up being on a very iconic album cover.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't planned by any means. It was just at a party, having fun, just 20-somethings partying. It was a good time.
And so then when did you find out that they were going to use that picture for their album cover, and what was your initial reaction?
Let's see, Stefan called me and asked me if I would approve it. And I was like, well, I mean, what does it look like? You know, so he, you know, I don't remember if I had internet. It was so long ago. I just had gotten a computer around that time. But I was like, can you fax it to me? And he's like, well, Maverick Records will call you and we'll figure out how to get it over to you. Well, the fax was so dark. I could barely tell what it looked like. And I was just like, fine, go ahead and use it. I'll do it.
And if I remember in the documentary, it didn't sound like you were like this like super fan of the Deftones. So like, what was your thought of the record then when, like, I mean, it comes out, you're on the album cover. Of course you want to hear it. Like, how are you feeling after like you got a physical copy in your hands?
I loved it. I was like, well, their music is great. And got to meet some great people and go to some cool venues. And I feel really honored to be on the cover of the Deftones. And I just kind of can't believe it's still going on after 28 years.
If you're just joining us, we are chatting with Lisa Hughes. She is the woman featured on the cover artwork of the Deftones album Around the Fur, which came out in 1997. And Lisa, what is your circle, outside of your circle of friends, what does your family think about this? Were they kind of blown away by this situation?
Yes, my family is, and still like, wow, it's kind of crazy that's you. So someone approached me, this man Ian from Jank magazine, and asked me if he could do a documentary on it, and it seemed really cool to me because I love skate. I don't skate myself. I've tried it a couple times and it was epic fail, but I love watching skate and going to skate contests and things like that. So it just seemed to fit well because I've had other people approach me to do interviews and I've said no, and we had fun putting together that documentary, so it was good.
And it's cool to watch just because, especially when I say this, you know, Lisa's from Auburn. Yeah, I think about like 1997 is when I moved out here to the Pacific Northwest. And I think about like that time in Seattle. And I hate to be like the old dog that's like, man, Seattle was really, like, so much better back in those days. But I mean, it was such a fun time to like be around in Seattle.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like my friends and I would always go to Pain in the Grass. We were always just downtown Seattle, going to any show we possibly could.
Yeah.
It was better.
Lisa, not everyone has a claim to fame quite like yours, so thank you so much for sharing a little bit of the backstory about being on the cover of Around the Fur.
Yeah. Thanks for interviewing me. It was fun.
And first round of silk panties. Or not,
silk panties.
First round of silk panties are on
silk
us.
Silk panties. Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you, Lisa. You're awesome.
Thank you. You guys are awesome, too. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The Daily Mix Show.
That is a very impressive claim to fame that Lisa has.
Hell
being on
yeah.
The cover of a Deftones album. So what about you? 206-803-ROCK. What is your claim to fame? Or what is a big claim to fame for someone that you know? Call 206-803-ROCK and we'll take those calls after Deftones.
Nice.
What is your claim to fame? Or what is the claim to fame for someone that you know? Call 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, someone's claim to fame involves hacky sack.
Hacky sack.
Yeah, hacky sack.
I haven't thought about a hacky sack since like junior high school.
Well, we will talk to him in just a moment, but first let's catch up with Mitchell in Lakewood. Mitchell, what is your claim to fame?
Hey, well, thanks for having me. Yeah, Mike, my claim to fame was back in 98, October 16th. I was featured in the newspaper, the local newspaper. I was in an accident while I was on foot. I was struck by a Big Mac truck going about 30 miles an hour, right?
Holy smokes.
And I fractured my skull. I had 12 stitches total. I was out of school for 2 weeks, and then they sent me back to school. And I was apparently a superhero. Everybody knew me by name. I was quite popular for a few years. Yeah, so that was my claim to fame. I was a local quote-unquote superhero.
Yeah, Mitchell the Mack truck. So, Mitch, are there any, like, lingering effects from that? I mean, I've never had, like, that kind of a severe of an accident.
Yeah, seriously, that's a good question. I've wanted to get into some traumatic brain injury research. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that myself. As far as long-term effects, it's hard to say. There's nothing I could say that I can pinpoint.
Right.
I mean, I'm not afraid of Mack trucks. Actually, they're kind of fascinating to me now. but yeah, no, I think if anything, I don't think there's any long-term effects.
No, simple no works, too. It's all good, Mitchell.
206-803-ROCK, Pogi in Tacoma. What is your claim to fame?
What's up, guys? Well, as you mentioned, Taryn, me and some buddies were playing hacky sack. There was a Godfather's Pizza a couple blocks down from where my buddy lived, and they had a covered parking area, so we would go down there and just get out of the rain if it was raining to play hacky sack. And I was pretty good back then. I've tried recently. I am nowhere near as good as I used to be. But there's probably six of us, and we see the news crew pull up, and I was like, watch, guys, we're about to be on the news. My buddy Nick was like, oh, somebody just probably got food poisoning or something. I was like, no, watch. And they started asking us about the curfew that was going into effect on January 1st that year. So it only affected me for like 4 months because I think I was 17 at the time. And they quoted me as, they said one teen was quoted as saying, he thinks it's pretty lame.
Pogi, were you more of a stiff hacky sack or like a loose hacky sack kind of guy?
I liked them a little looser, you know, so you could pull the stall moves and stuff. But so I was friends with the guys in a band called Point Defiance, and their claim to fame was they did a cover of David Bowie's Fame featuring Snoop Dogg.
But that doesn't suck.
That sounds amazing. 206-803-ROCK. Carl, you're in Bremerton this morning. What is your claim to fame?
In 2000 or 2001, I can't remember which one, I was at Bumbershoot, and Sugar Ray was playing, and I was up front in the front row, and he called me up on stage, Mark McGrath did, and this kid named Forrest, and we did a freestyle rap for the whole crowd.
What?
Was it during one of their songs, or did they just kind of break everything down in between songs?
It was breakdown in between songs.
That's amazing.
But then after that, Forrest went back to the crowd. I got to sit side stage. They gave me a shirt. I got some drumsticks. Watched the DJ with the turntable with beer bottles on it, just swinging around. It was so awesome, man.
Dude, just the other day, we were all talking about, like, Sugar Ray. I'm like, that's only, like, one song or two songs that I could even remember. And the next thing you know, we're, like, looking at, like, oh, yeah, Fly Every Morning. Was it When It's Over?
Hits and hits and hits and hits.
Yep. Someday.
Emily.
They all sound the same.
But there are a lot of hits.
But there were really good one song.
Emily, you're on I-5 this morning. What is your claim to fame?
All right. So I went to Oregon State. Go Beavs.
Go Beavs.
And I was there probably one of the last years. We were great at football. And all we had to do was beat the damn Ducks to go to the Rose Bowl. And I had made a sign, and we were 50-yard front row. And it said, all I want for Xmas is a Rose Bowl. Well, we lost. And the next morning, I woke up to calls and texts and Facebook messages saying that I was on the front page of every single sports section across the nation.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was so sad. We were all just looking concerned and depressed. And it was miserable.
That's like insult to injury.
It is. And you didn't even get what you wanted for Christmas.
And bittersweet. Like, I'm on the cover of all these different sports publications, but it's because of my misery.
Saddest fan ever. The Daily Mix Show. Do you think that you are smart enough to beat Steve Miggs? Maybe with the help of the cheat sheet, which happens during the men's room at 5:40. So maybe you listened to that yesterday. 5 wins you have, Steve. 3 losses, and also 5 ties.
Insane.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to try and beat Miggs at 750.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.